It's 1 degree outside with scattered flurries at 4:03 from the CUNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Connor Robinson. Thousands of secondary school teachers across Ontario are on the picket line today. The union says the government has not put forward any constructive proposals during the negotiation process. Education Minister Stephen Lecce says it's unacceptable for the union to go on strike when private mediation remains an option. He says the OSSTF has rejected each of the government's offers and the onus is on them to bring forward new proposals. Ontario's Auditor General says she found that wait times for addictions treatment, opioid-related emergency department visits, and death rates all continue to increase despite growing government funding. Bonnie Lysick says the government is also not spending enough to address addictions based on where it is most urgently required.
Spending on these programs increased by 25% over the last 5 years, but the Ministry of Health allocates this funding without determining the need for each type of service across the province and without evaluating the effectiveness of addictions treatment service providers.
The report also found the province does not have enough policies and procedures in place to deliver timely addiction services and to monitor service providers. In the United States, the partisan divide is on full display as the House Judiciary Committee holds its first impeachment hearings, Sagar Magani reports.
Moments after Chairman Gerald Nadler called the hearing to order,
Mr. Chairman, you're reserving the right to object.
The partisan fighting began, with Republicans repeatedly interrupting Nadler, who argued the president has abused his power.
The facts before us are undisputed.
Top committee Republican Doug Collins said what is undisputed is Democrats simply want the president gone.
Because you just don't like the guy.
Saying it's less impeachment and more railroad job. The panel heard from four legal experts, three who argue the president has committed high crimes and misdemeanors meriting impeachment, and a fourth who says the record is too thin to impeach. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he has a constructive and positive relationship with U.S. President Donald Trump. Earlier today, as the NATO summit wrapped up near London, Trump called Trudeau two-faced after the Prime Minister was caught on video last night at Buckingham Palace seemingly criticizing the president. Trudeau was asked what lessons he had learned and about how to conduct himself in places where cameras are rolling.
I think the lesson is always one that this is an important meeting in which we had significant achievements in unity, in thoughtful approaches to the future of NATO, where we came out strong and united, endeavor to keep the focus on the substantive issues that were discussed and the positive news that we move forward is something that we're all going to try to do a little harder.
Trudeau announced that Canada is committing six more fighter aircraft and another frigate to the NATO Readiness Initiative. Conservative leader Andrew Scheer rallied his caucus ahead of the House returning tomorrow. Scheer says the stakes cannot be higher if the country more divided than ever.
Deep cracks are showing in Confederation. Under the Liberals, our economy is bleeding jobs in Alberta and Saskatchewan and forestry workers in BC, and other ramifications are spreading across the country. Nearly half of Canadian families are $200 away from financial insolvency at the end of every month.
Scheer pointed out the Conservatives are the only party that has seats all across the country. The average family is expected to pay up to an extra $487 on groceries next year, and an annual food price report points to climate change as a major reason why. Don Kelly has a story.
Unexpected snowstorms, droughts, and other weather events have impacted crops and food prices in the past. But researchers from the University of Guelph say that climate change is the big cause for 2020. The report calls the impact of changing weather patterns on our food systems the elephant in the room. Next year, researchers are expecting price increases in all eight food categories they track, with the biggest jump, 4 to 6%, in meat. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press.
An airbag manufacturer has announced a new recall. Alex Stone has more.
Owners of older 3 Series BMWs are being told to stop driving them immediately after another recall of dangerous Takata airbag inflators. Takata, which is now bankrupt, is recalling about 1.4 million more front driver inflators in the U.S. because they could explode and shoot out deadly shrapnel. Included are over 116,000 BMW 3 Series cars, model years 1999 to 2001. About 8,000 of them, BMW says, definitely have faulty airbag inflators. Alex Stone, EBC News.
A driver in Australia was killed by an airbag malfunction, while another Australian driver and a driver in Cyprus were injured, according to government documents. The 11th annual Feed the Meter campaign has returned to the Hastings and Prince Edward counties this holiday season. CUNET News reporter Alex Mahar has more.
Parking in downtown Belleville, Trenton, and Picton will be free this holiday season. So every time you feed the meter, the proceeds will go towards Food for Learning student nutrition programs in area schools to ensure that students have daily access to breakfast, lunch, and or snacks while at school. It makes it easier for students to concentrate while in the classroom. That's according to Kelly Brace, the Food for Learning coordinator.
Oh, I think it's critical to them. I think our students come to rely on having access to this healthy food. We all know what it feels like to have to concentrate or be pleasant and get along with people when we're hungry. And as adults, that's difficult enough. As children, it's even more of a challenge.
Last year, the campaign raised over $38,000. This year, the campaign's goal is to raise over $40,000 with help from the community. The program lasts all the way through the month of December. Alex Mahar, CUNET News, Belleville.
No one likes winter driving. Police and first responders say there are many tips you can follow to make your time on the road safer. One is to make sure your winter tires are in good condition. They say checking in with your mechanic at the start of the season is always a good idea, just in case your tires are worn out and are no longer doing their jobs properly. The biggest suggestion police have to make winter driving easier is one we've all heard before, but the OPP's Aaron Miller says they don't see enough of it.
OPP says if you see snow, go slow. So change your driving habits accordingly and just slow down. You'd rather get to your destination maybe a few minutes later than you usually would, as opposed to ending up in the ditch.
This past weekend, there was a 35-car pileup on the 401 near Kingston during Sunday's snowfall. A Nova Scotia man lost his life while many others were injured in the pileup. A truck driver faces Highway Traffic Act charges after a truck and trailer went under the rail overpass on 2nd Doug Hill Road, but only the truck came out the other side. The trailer was lodged under the overpass until it was able to be removed at 8:30 last night. That's CUNET News on 91X to 410. Sports is next.
Good morning.
Morning.
Martin's Bus Service is hiring and looking for bus drivers. As a driver with Martin's Bus Service, you don't work evenings or weekends. As long as you are 21 or over and have a valid G license, you can apply. And you get paid while you train. Martin's Bus Service. This is an opportunity you won't want to pass up. For more information, call 613-354-7545. 613-354-7545. Join Martin's Bus Service today.
The Toronto Maple Leafs have activated forward Mitch Marner from injured reserve ahead of their game tonight against visiting Colorado. Marner has been out since suffering a high ankle sprain and a 4-3 shootout loss on November 9th against visiting Philadelphia. The Edmonton Oilers are home to the Ottawa Senators tonight in an all-Canadian NHL matchup. Edmonton enters the game with a one-point lead over Idle Arizona for the top spot in the Pacific Division. Ottawa has lost 5 games in a row. The Los Angeles Angels have reached a proposed agreement to stay in Anaheim through 2050. It's part of a deal in which the Major League Baseball team will pay $325 million to buy Angel Stadium and its surrounding parking lots from the city. The Toronto Raptors are idle tonight and host Houston tomorrow. Egypt has lost its appeal against a 2-year ban from an international weightlifting competition. The Court of Arbitration for Sport upheld the sanction imposed by the International Weightlifting Federation in a decision today. It's the latest chapter in a story dating back to 2016, when 7 Egyptians tested positive for a banned substance ahead of the African Junior and Youth Championships. Belleville native and Chicago Blackhawks assistant coach Mark Crawford is the latest NHL coach to come under fire from former NHL players about alleged abuse. Crawford has been coaching in the NHL for 20 seasons. Jack Miller is the voice of the Belleville Senators. He has known the Crawford family for decades. He says that Crawford is coached for the change in hockey culture.
Over the course of a long coaching career, there's apt to be some things that were acceptable or not frowned upon so much at the time that maybe in this day and age that it's, you know, you can't do certain things. And Mark's career has been long enough that it's kind of transcended over the different social acceptances.
Crawford is being investigated by the Chicago Blackhawks for alleged abuse. Send us your team release scores, email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville this evening, -3 with flurries, and overnight will be -7 and cloudy. Tomorrow morning will be -2 with a mix of sun and clouds. At 4:13, it's 1 degree outside. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Connor Robinson, News on 91X, next at 5.